Good morning, podcasting morning chat. Today is Tuesday, March 5th, 2024. And today we're going to be talking about the power of the self-review. I'll explain momentarily. And if you don't mind, hit the share button, bottom left-hand side of the screen, if you are listening live on Clubhouse, and share it however Clubhouse lets you do that. And if you're listening via podcast, please share this with a fellow podcaster. And then give us about 2 minutes, and we'll get things rolling. Thanks for being here. Good morning, podcasting morning chat. Thanks again for being here. Thank you to Nick, Sid, Alex, and company for holding down the fort for me yesterday. Yesterday, we had to take the pup, although he's no longer a pup, he's 11, our golden doodle Harley, we had to take him in for some surgery. We found a growth on his paw, which turned out they think it's melanoma. That's what the initial tests say. Now we had that thing removed, and now we're going to get it biopsied and find out for sure what it is, and hopefully it's nothing at all, and then he's clear. And if it's something, we still think he's going to be fine because the surgeon said they got good markers on this. So meaning they got a lot of the area around the growth as well. So they don't think it's going to spread, even if it was something. We will see. But yeah, is he high right now? Those drugs are some serious stuff. And he is definitely out of sorts, but doing really well, recovered well, if you're interested. And thanks for bearing with me. And thank you again, everybody, for holding down the fort yesterday. I hear it was a good conversation. I caught some of it. Haven't had a chance to catch up on the whole thing. It's a whole new ball game now that we're a podcast, because now there's a little bit more of a scramble in the mornings to get the episodes out there to you, for those of you who are listening via podcast. But we did it, we managed, and everything went well, and this is a new learning experience for us, and I welcome it, even though I might have been cursing it a little bit yesterday. Just because with everything going on, trying to get this thing taken care of was a bit of a challenge. So with that, today, as you guys know, I was also traveling this past weekend, and I went to go see my daughter outside of Nashville for her 21st birthday a week early and spent the weekend with her. And when I was driving there, it's a 4 to 5 hour drive. When I was driving there, yes, I admit it. I was listening to the podcasting morning chat, and it got me thinking because it's been a spell since I've had my own podcast, and it reminded me of my other podcast, The Mark and Lowell Show, and how I used to listen back to it all the time. And it inspired an Instagram story, and I'm going to now bring it here for some conversation. I think we'll see if it lasts the whole hour or not, and if it doesn't, I have some other questions that we can dig into. I even have the wheel of topics, believe it or not, standing by, and that wheel has prizes on it as well. So it could land on a question for you to answer, just a thought-provoking question for the room, or it could land on the Podcasting Morning Chat t-shirts. So I want to start giving those shirts out as we approach our live event coming in June. I'll explain some more about this topic in a moment and why I find it's actually an important one. I feel it is. Before we dig into that, in the spirit of me listening back, I'm curious how we all feel. Simona shared a little bit about this last week, I believe, how we all felt the first time we heard our voice on our podcast. So I'm going to you, Nick. It was quite a monologue this morning, huh? Nick, describe your initial reaction to hearing your recorded voice when you first started podcasting. How has that perception changed, if at all, since then? Good morning, and thanks again for your help yesterday.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, no problem. We had a full team helping out, so it makes everything really easy when everyone's chiming in and we get a good conversation going, so it kind of takes care of itself.
Absolutely.
So when I started the podcast, I actually already had some experience like with audio, voice recording, audio editing, like that kind of stuff. So it didn't bug me a whole lot. I guess I started paying closer attention to how I was talking and the things I was saying and how I was saying them. So I guess in that regard, I caught how I say things weird or repeatedly say the same words over and over again throughout conversations and things like that. But as far as the sound of my voice, I didn't like it, but I was already familiar with it. It didn't really bug me.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah, if you've had some experience, but I guess then, can you recall the first time you ever heard it recorded and how you felt about it? If you can't, you can't. I'm just curious.
Not really. Like, I feel like I kind of remember recording some stuff and being like, whoa, that's weird. But I honestly, I can't recall specifically how I felt about it at the time.
Yeah, I hear you. And for me, that I probably would have a similar answer because I was recording my voice from when I was a little kid, a prepubescent boy. So I've heard my voice at all different stages of my life. I was always playing around with audio with my little cassette players and playing them back. And yeah, so you've been used to it. My voice for quite a long time, and I don't know, maybe this surprises some of you, and I'm not particularly a fan of the sound of my voice either. I'll share more if time permits. Let me go to Sid. Good morning to you, Sid. Can you describe your initial reaction to hearing your recorded voice when you first started podcasting, and has that perception changed at all since you heard it? Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Great to be here with you. So yeah, I don't remember the exact timing of it, but it was right at the very beginning when I was starting out, and I tried to listen and I went, oh, that's really weird to listen to yourself, like your earbuds in and you're listening to yourself. That's really weird. So I didn't do it for a couple of episodes. And then I was talking to somebody and they're like, you know, you really should listen to it because it's going to help you. And you know, talk better, do things better, ask better questions. And so I started, and now it's just like, yeah, I listen to every episode. I hear my Southern voice come out every now and then. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, come on, dude. And then I'll be like, oh, you should ask one more question, and gotten a little bit deeper in it. So I use it now. It does not bother me now. but I do use it to critique myself and to, in a way, to help myself get better as a content creator, as a podcaster.
Yes, I hear that. And that's the stuff I want to dig into today, as well as how can we use that to our advantage, listening back, despite maybe not being a fan of our voices. Yeah, that's, I definitely want to go there. So we will, and I want to go to Alex first. Alex, good morning, and please describe your initial reaction to hearing your voice for the first time, or initially when you first started podcasting, and has that changed at all? Good morning.
You know, it's funny. I remember exactly when it was, because I had guessed it on somebody's show, and I realized that I sound exactly like my brother, which is not exactly the most wonderful thing. And, you know, like Sid said, you know, you hear your voice and you're like, oh, instead of a Southern twang, I know I'm from the Northeast, that's for sure, with my, my voice. But after a while, as much as I quote unquote don't like or like my voice, when you start editing, it's just like, I don't even want to deal with it. But the one thing you realize after you edit, and this is just after you hear your voice a lot, the catchphrases and the ums and the you knows and the all the little things that you do, you find out what kind of rhythm you have. And I think it's kind of interesting that sometimes everybody criticizes the ums sometimes, but sometimes you got to keep the um in because it makes that conversation flow a little bit better. Not every but not most ums, but there are certain things that you have to keep in, you know, ha ha ha. So yeah, these are things that you have to think about. And I hate everybody hates their voice. Oh, not everybody, but I hate the sound of my voice. And when I hear it, I'm like, oh gosh, what is this knucklehead doing?
Yeah, I hear you. And yeah, I agree with you. And I used to be of the other side. I agree with you now that we do leave some of those crutch words in, those filler words, those ums and you knows, because it does give us that feeling of a real conversation. It's not so polished. Our real conversations are not as polished as our podcasts can be. And I think it's important to keep some of that human element in there. All right, we're coming to you, Simone, even though I think for those who have listened to the episodes last week, I think we kind of know your answer here, and I'll ask it anyway. Will you describe your initial reaction to hearing your voice, and has your perception changed at all since then? Good morning.
Good morning. You know what's so funny? When you ask this question, I feel like I flip-flop on this all the time. I'm like, it's not that bad. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I don't love it, but it's not that bad, and it's not going to stop me from doing what I want to do. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I don't – sometimes. Okay, you know what it is? It's this story that plays in my mind that someone told me when I was in high school that I sound like a dumb blonde valley girl when I talk. So now when I hear myself, I'm like, oh yeah, I guess I hear that a little bit. So that's kind of what I think about when I hear my own voice back, but it's not, I don't know. So I try, I don't know. I flip flop both ways.
Yeah. And thank you for sharing that. And you know, that's the power of influence. Especially when we're young and we hear something and it sticks with us and we just program it in our heads that, okay, that's the reality. That's the perception of our reality now. I have that annoying voice. Okay, well, now I go around life thinking that until I reprogram. It's so fascinating. I'm curious, and we're going to keep asking those who came up on stage, and I'm curious if anybody, and maybe if you want to just show an emoji for our live audience and stage members, if you want to show an emoji here, were you surprised by your voice? Did it surprise you? Like, wait, that's what I sound like? I'm curious. Thumbs up or thumbs down if you were surprised by your voice. Yeah, most people are giving me thumbs ups. We got a couple of thumbs downs, and most, I don't know what to make of Nick's emoji, but it looks like.
Wait, I was thinking about doing the exact same emoji, Nick. So what do you mean by that?
Yeah, so Nick has that melted face emoji going on right now. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's kind of like I'm in between. I never realized, I guess, how monotone my voice is. Like, it is extremely monotone, and that is one thing that actually did bug me from the, like, the word go. And so, yeah, I'm kind of in between.
Yeah, and what's funny is how we critique that, right? Like, oh, how monotone my voice was. And I mean, that's like, that's a thing. Like, having that monotone delivery is actually a thing. Like, people are into that kind of thing. Yeah, go ahead, Simona.
You know what's so funny? I was in Europe, I think, oh my goodness, my young 20s, like 10 years ago. So I was in Europe, and I remember someone telling me, I don't remember where I was, I don't remember which country I was in, but I remember someone telling me, oh, like, you North Americans have such an interesting influx in your voice, that you are higher pitched and then lower pitched, and your voice goes up and down and, like, whatever, whatever. And I was like, that is such an interesting and weird remark. I was like, doesn't everyone talk like that? Like, you know, when you're telling a story or, like, to add a dramatic effect in what you're saying. I thought that was so interesting.
Yeah.
That was the comment.
Yeah. Go ahead, Nick.
I think in podcasting, though, it kind of helps, because the thing that, like, stood out to me when I really realized, like, holy crap, was I was having a conversation with someone, and I was genuinely, like, interested in what the person was saying, and I was having a good time, and if you hadn't seen my face, you would have thought that I was just like, yep, mm-hmm, yep, sounds good, that's really cool, and that wasn't the case at all, but the way that my voice had come across, it was like, oh, he doesn't give a shit. At least to me, that's how it felt.
Alex, did you have something? I saw you had come off mic. I wanted to make sure.
Yeah, I had left and then came back. But to what Simona said, it's funny because I've done teaching, like, down south and other places other than the Northeast. And I had this one client. They just wanted me to say anything. Because they all thought, you know, everybody from New York, because that's what they called me, and I'm from New Jersey, is from New York, and everybody is connected to the mafia. And they just thought that it was the coolest thing that I talked the way I talk, or whatever, you know, and I was just like, okay. And it's like when you watch these movies, and, you know, there's a comedian, they're like, say something funny. And they're like, hi? And it was kind of like that. It was actually almost a little off-putting because you're trying to do your job, but you're trying to also just have a conversation. And they're not really listening versus – they're not listening to the substance versus the actual, you know, fluff, so to speak. But, yes, you do sound like you're from the Northeast, Simona, and you could fit in anywhere – in the Valley Girl region or in the Northeast. Gag me with a spoon.
Give me the Barbie Girl soundtrack. I'll sing it for you. But I get that a lot, Alex, up here in Canada. People are always asking me, where are you from? Like, where's your voice from? And it doesn't really help because I'm completely, like, bilingual. So I'm French. But when I speak French, people are like, where are you from? When I speak English, people are like, where are you from? And then I get a lot of, like, I don't know, my whole team is from, like, more, like, I guess, like, south of in the States. So, like, they have, like, a tiny, like, little twang in their voices. And so I kind of pick some of that up. And so I feel like it's, like, a mishmash. And so when I say different words, like, it's just, like, when I listen to myself, I'm like, where are you from? Oh, anyways, I digress.
But it also comes down to who you're speaking with. Because my mom used to speak Brooklyn when she used to talk to my grandmother and my aunt. And I know it doesn't seem like it's a big deal, and I know Amanda can attest to this. Like, being from Philly, they have a different accent than they do from New Jersey and New York. And, like, you can tell with, like, certain words. Like, you talk to anybody from Boston, they use the F-bomb like it's the word the. And if you don't, it's just like you're not from Boston. So it's just kind of an interesting topic.
Yes, definitely an interesting topic. I had to play for Simona. Even though I know this is not on the Barbie soundtrack, which I just think is a crime. And Simona is doing the little GIF dancing here. There you go. Glad I could entertain you there, Simona. All right. Let's see. So we heard from Alex. We've heard. Okay. So it means we're going to Simona. I'm sorry. We're going to Amanda. Amanda, good morning to you. Did you want to share a little bit about your initial reaction to hearing your recorded voice when you first started podcasting?
Sure. Good morning, everyone. How you doing? Let me just take a sip of water and then I'll be right with y'all. So as you can tell, I definitely have an accent. If you've never heard it, I don't know where your ears are, but you know, for me, my voice and my inner conflict with my voice started before I even started podcasting. It was when I stepped into the coaching world, and I think I mentioned this story in here, but I'll retell it for anybody who didn't hear, because it's an important lesson that I had to learn for myself. I was in another room, and there was a gentleman by the name of Glenn Morshower. He's an actor. He's been in many shows and movies, The Walking Dead, 24. So I had asked him a question because I was fearful of showing up because of my voice. Because I thought to myself, who's going to take me serious with this accent? You know what I mean? So I brought that up to him. And Glenn was like, you know, you're doing yourself a huge disservice by not speaking the way that you speak. Your voice is your superpower. And that's what's going to make you stand apart and stand out in whatever it is that you do. And I took that and I ran with it. It kind of gave me that permission in that moment that I wasn't able to give myself to just be me. And now, you know, it's easy for me to show up because it's who I am. It's my brand. You know, I brand myself as that hype woman from Philly. So showing up as me authentically is easy. And I don't know if I would be able to be anything else but myself. And there were times where I would try to hide my accent, not so much in fear, well, I guess a little bit in the beginning in fear of what people would think, but then also of wanting people to understand what I say, because sometimes I speak fast and my words jumble together. And especially when you're podcasting, you know, you think back, you're like, did people understand what I just said? They're probably going to need captions for that part. And it gets worse if anybody's ever been like with their friends, if you have like a distinct accent, I feel like it thickens when you're around people with the same accent as you. So, you know, there are times where I'm like, did people just understand what I said? I don't know. But, you know, I lean into it now. It's something that I don't shy away from because it does make me stand out. And people hear my accent and they're intrigued and they want to hear, you know, where are you from? Or where's that accent from? I've had someone in the past tell me I was from the South. I'm like, are you crazy, lady? But anywho, that's my story and that's my take. You know, your voice is your superpower, so use it because that's what makes you stand out and stand apart in whatever it is that you're doing.
I'm with you, Amanda. Absolutely. I think, and I think also, not only does it make us unique, right? It brings that unique quality. It can also make us kind of on the other side of the coin. It can also make us really relatable. Because there are other people that have a similar accent to you, just like there are, you know, people that have a similar accent to Sid, where that accent sometimes can come out a little stronger, right? But the point is, it actually can make you more relatable. People like to hear people that sound like them in some cases, not all people, but yeah. I appreciate that answer. Go ahead, Sid.
You know, to Amanda's point, you guys just watch later this week because I'm leaving tomorrow to go to Mississippi where I'll be with my family for multiple days. Just wait. My Southern accent will come out in a big way because I am around my family and I will digress back to that deep Southern accent. Just watch. Just wait.
Yeah. There's something contagious about accents in general and Southern accents. I think I've shared this before. My ex-wife was from small town in Kentucky, Harlan, Kentucky. And when I would go there for even a few days, when I'd come back, I would definitely have a twang in my voice. Definitely. And I'm surprised I haven't picked anything up yet here in Asheville, but there is enough, I think, of a variety of accents here that I don't pick one up in particular. So, did someone come off mic? Go ahead. All right, let's go to Amanda, and then we'll go to Stacey. Go ahead, Amanda.
I just wanted to quickly add, too, I think it's important to remember, just like anything that we do, especially when it comes to podcasting, knowing that, you know, you're not for everybody. So when you do hear your voice and you think like, ooh, you know, just know it's not going to be for everybody. You know, your podcast isn't going to be for everybody. Who you are is not for everybody. And I think that's an important thing. You know, when you got something special, when you can, you know, say to yourself, well, that's not going to be for everybody, because you don't want to be for everybody, right? Because then you're going to be just a watered down version of yourself. So, you know, lean into that uniqueness that is you.
Agreed. Stacey, did you want to chime in, and then we'll go to Jackie?
Yeah. So there's a book called The Referable Speaker, and he has actually a major in-person mastermind, or whatever the word is, which he teaches. I'm going to that, so I'll be able to share with that. But he teaches you how to use your voice, almost in the way of like actors. But I'm not going for, you know, to be in a show. I'm looking to do more speaking. And so it's interesting we're talking about your voice, because there's like courses and masterminds for speakers that I'm sure goes to podcasting, how to use your voice as a tool. And even like where you can't see each other on a podcast, but in videos you can, like literally where do you stand? How do you engage the crowd with your hands? So there's an art to this, and the book is called The Referable Speaker. And I'm happy to share what I learned from that event in April.
The Referable Speaker. I love it. I'm going to check that out. And yeah, I got that advice a while back when I was working on a big podcast as a producer, as their business manager. They were all former radio people. And I always felt so intimidated by the voices, and always felt like, my voice sucks. I definitely don't have a radio voice. And I guess by definition, I really probably don't. And what
you do. Well, you do.
Thank you, John. I think that, well, that's actually just it, is one of the guys who's been kind of a mentor to me since, he said to me, it's not about how your voice sounds. It's all about how you use it. And if you can really get that art down, to your point, Stacey, you can do a lot with your voice. You can make a lot of money with that voice. You can do those voiceovers if you want to do them. You can podcast, whatever it is. But the point is I think we all can have a radio voice. It's just a matter of how we're using that voice. And John, thank you for saying that. You made my day, because anytime somebody in radio gives me that kind of compliment, that's the compliment I've looked for all my life. So it means a lot. Thank you. And I still don't quite believe it, if I'm being honest. Okay. I saw a few people coming off. I know I said Jackie's next, so let's go to Jackie, and then we'll check in with Rez. Go ahead, Jackie. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so I don't know what the heck is going on with my voice. I was raised in Pittsburgh, moved to California, definitely picked up that California, whatever it is, and now I'm in the South. And I've been fighting saying y'all for so long, because I just don't want to add something else to the mix. I've been told that I sound like a rocker dude from the early 2000s, because I'm constantly, dude, bro, oh my God, that's crazy. Like when I'm actually talking to people. But in my podcasting, I mean, I guess a little bit of that goes over. I was never shocked to hear my voice, but I've been listening to my voice on things for a long time. So it like didn't shock me. I was just like, well, it is what it is. I didn't love it, but other people say that I have a cool voice. I remember back in, I was a hair assistant in this big salon in Los Angeles, and a producer of voiceover was one of the clients in there. And he was like, you should make a reel because you have a very unique voice. And I was like, I don't know what that means. I don't know if that's a compliment, but I consider it a compliment because if people can hear my voice and be like, oh, that's Jackie, or that's the Mama Jack, I know that voice, then that's super cool. So, you know, it's just, it is what it is for me. But yeah, sometimes Pittsburgh comes out, sometimes Southern California comes out. Don't be shocked within a couple months if y'all doesn't start coming out. And then I don't know what the hell it is, to be honest with you. I'm a mishmash of North, West, South, what the hell ever.
You do have a distinct voice. And yeah, I recognize it right away whenever I hear it. I don't even have to see your face, your profile picture here in Clubhouse to know it's Jackie the moment I hear that first word. And I mean that with the most, in the most complimentary of ways.
You know, though, I also learned, so for those of you that don't know, I have certifications and like freaking everything. So I was taking a relaxation class, right, for training. So it's basically yoga without calling it yoga, because you need the yoga certificate to be a yoga teacher. And the way that they tell you to use your voice is very different. So I can carry that into a relaxation class, a yoga class, a meditation, where it's super drawn out and like certain verbs they say, you have to say like you want the person to react to it, right? So breathe in, take a deep breath out. Like you have to literally change your voice to that. And I thought that was super cool when I started to learn how to use that. So yeah, there is a lot of training out there to do whatever you want to do with your voice. But recently I've been diving into the meditation stuff because I would like to make meditations with my next podcast.
Yeah, I could definitely hear you doing that for sure. All right. I'm trying to think of how I want to do this. All right. Here's what we'll do. I said we're going to DJ Rez. So we're going to do that. Then we're going to go to Sid because Sid has a couple of things he wants to share. And I would love for him to do that. And then we'll go to John. I saw you, John. We'll come to you as well. Rez, good morning. What did you want to add?
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, everyone. I think for me, first off, I just want to say to everyone in this room and everybody on stage that you guys, everyone should congratulate themselves for having the confidence to even use their voice in their podcast, because I was editing a video for a friend of mine who has a very, a technical role, and they were doing a little video interview, and the guy that was in the video, he was like a CTO, like of a big company, and believe it or not, they had to do like 10 takes just for the intro. So you'd be surprised just how difficult some people have it when it comes to just the confidence they have behind their, you know, their own voice. So anyways, for me though, I've always loved microphones and karaoke and just, yeah. So for me, I just have a lot of fun with it, you know, especially like with a microphone, you can like kind of whisper like this sometimes and do stuff like that. So for me, not to act like a narcissist, but I definitely enjoy it, all of it. So yeah, I'll end there.
Awesome. Thank you, Rez. We're getting some echo, Rez. Could you mute? Thank you. Yeah, lots of echo there. I actually sent you a message to let you know. Lots of echo playing when we talk, we hear ourselves after. Talk about hearing ourselves. Boy. Anyway, thank you, Rez. Appreciate that. And Rez, certainly, I appreciate your voice as well. You definitely have that voice naturally, it sounds like. And I'm sure you've done some training with that too. So thank you for sharing. I'm going to come to Sid, and then we're going to go to John. Sid, take it away.
All right. Good morning, everybody. This is your 30-second advertisement in the middle of the Empowered Podcasting Morning Chat, both in Clubhouse and on the podcast. So with that, I wanted to tell you that the committee has been meeting on a regular basis about our event coming up at the end of June in Charlotte, North Carolina, and we've got a lot of great things planned, and we're excited for all of you. You know that the call for speakers is out, so if you have not applied and you are interested in applying to be a speaker, please click that link at the top of the room that Mark just added so that you can go through the application process and we can review, and Dominic is taking the lead with all that, and so we're super excited about that. The second thing that I wanted to share with you is we are working really hard to, as a community, do some philanthropic outreach. We've got a couple of really great options, and we will be giving back to the community in a couple of special ways. So we're excited to share more with you about that. But also, we are looking for sponsors. So if you are interested in sponsoring, or you know a company or someone that might be interested in sponsoring our event, please reach out to any of the moderators and share that information. We actually have a pitch deck. We have sponsorship levels and things of that nature to offer up. And please know that if you as an individual would like to donate, you can donate as well. As small as $25 or $10 is totally up to you, is what you would like to do if you feel moved to make a donation to this event. I will tell you, one of the ways that the money that we raise is going to be used, besides helping to offset the cost of the event in order to keep it the cost of entry lower, is we will be offering a couple of scholarships. We're still fleshing out exactly what the scholarships look like, but we are going to offer some scholarships to people that can apply for the scholarship. The committee will then review all the applications and vote. So stay tuned. There's more information coming about that soon, but we want to, as much as we possibly can, keep the cost of the event low, but yet also offer some scholarship opportunities to those that would like to attend and that a scholarship might help them. So with that, Mark, and I don't know if that I was longer than 30 seconds, but that's our advertisement for the day.
Thank you. Thank you, Sid. And what, oh my gosh. The last thing you just shared was what? Please forgive me. What did you just share? The last one?
Scholarships.
Scholarships.
So we'll be offering scholarships for those that may need scholarships in order to attend, and we're still working through what those details look like, but there will be an application process and a review process.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I'm really excited about that one, and that was something that Sid had come up with as a suggestion, and we all gravitated right to it. We thought it was a great idea, and we will have more info on that. And also, registration is set to open Monday, a week from yesterday. So we will have a link where you can go and register. You'll get all the hotel information. Yes, we got also discounts on the hotel where we will have the event. So we'll have all that information. As far as if you simply want to register, you don't want to be a speaker, you're not going to be a sponsor for whatever reasons, you just want to attend, that's awesome. We'll have that for you by Monday. Jackie, did you have a question?
I do. So I want to apply to be a speaker, but I don't know what I should talk about because I can talk about so many things. So like, you know, there's the parenting podcast and being a newbie in podcasting. I mean, I'm on my second year, but like that's still very, 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 very new, right? So I'm learning a lot of things. But then you talked about the spirituality side of it. So I don't know if I should just write an all-encompassing thing about anything I can talk about and let Dominic kind of look at it and see if I fit in somewhere, or what that should look like for me.
Good question. Sid, it looks like Sid wants to answer. Go ahead, Sid.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jackie, I think it's a really great question. And what I would encourage you to do is to think about the audience and the people that are going to be there. Think about how your conversation, your topic, your speech can help those people that attend move forward in their life or in their business. And then get very specific with it. I think you'll have better opportunity for success at becoming a speaker if you're very specific with what you want, rather than leaving it to Dominic to tell you what to talk about. Because at last count, Mark, we have like 20 applications for people wanting to speak, which is fantastic. I don't know how many spots we actually have. So Jackie, be very specific. And then I saw Alex came off, or Mark, that's okay. Alex and then Simona.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, to your point, whoever it was, Jackie, yes. You know, think about the new podcaster and the content creator and what you can provide. There's going to be a couple of different tracks probably, we still haven't figured it out, but figure out how you want to be positioned with a beginner, an experienced, or in the middle. And I think that may help you with your journey of what to do.
Thank you, Alex. Go ahead, Simona.
One thing to add quickly is we want to receive the submissions exactly how they would go onto the website to explain to people what they're going to be getting out of their session. So I would say make sure that you put your title exactly how you want it to be titled. Something that has an action behind it. So if this is your first time submitting to speak, something that has an action behind it. A little excerpt of what your session is going to be about, and either 3, 5, or 7 key points, okay? Odd number key points are always, for some reason, there's a psychology behind it that allows people to gravitate more towards that. So instead of even numbers, odd numbers, and a little, wrap up at the bottom. So that would be a good structure for it, but please make sure to submit it in the exact way that you would want it on the webpage. So think of it in that lens.
By the way, if you're listening via podcast, I've put this link in the show notes if you want to apply to be a speaker as well. And, I'll say also for Jackie, if you wanted to do something on spirituality and podcasting, I would suggest, since I know we've talked about it a little bit before, I would suggest maybe it's a panel discussion. And if you want to reach out to several of our woo members of this community, maybe it's a panel discussion of some sort that everybody can collaborate on and figure out a direction of that panel. And I'm happy to help.
Yeah, you know what? I just thought about how I started my whole podcasting journey. And I feel like that is a great inspiration and story for people to know. So, And it does involve some woo, right? I don't know if you guys have heard the whole story, but I feel like if I concentrate on that, then that will get me to where I need to go for sure.
Awesome.
Thank you everybody so much for the advice.
You're welcome. All right, let's keep this conversation going. And I want to get to John, and we've been discussing hearing our own voices, how that's helped, how that's been challenging, et cetera. John, what did you want to add to the conversation? Good morning.
First of all, I notice every flaw when I talk. I have what I call a very wet voice, and I hear a lot of pops, a lot of clicks, things of that nature when I'm editing. I'm just telling you from a radio perspective, when Mark said he has no radio voice, you're not going to have a radio voice because they use microphone processors, usually manufactured by DBX, and then it's boosted and amplified and tweaked a little bit before it gets broadcast. So it's going to bring out more bass, more of the treble, more of a equalized voice. So you're not going to sound the same. What people talk to me about is it's structured. And here's an exercise everyone can do, right? And it has to do with mechanics. Number one, smile when you talk on a microphone because it changes the way your voice sounds. Try it. I know it sounds goofy at first. Number two, elevate the microphone so you have to lift your chin. When you talk down, you're gonna clutter up your airway. So you're going to sound clearer. You're going to have more easier breathing patterns. Breathing is really important when you're having conversations. You want to run out of breath. So the third thing is, if you want to sound more animated, if you think you sound okay the first time you get on the mic, trust me, when it comes across the speakers or phone, you sound monotone. Be more animated, unnaturally so, when you first talk. Then you'll scale down. And the last thing to say is accents are not as important as people think, depending on the type of show. If you're doing a show that's a business-to-business show and you're trying to recruit people up north and you sound like you're from Texas, you might have a tough time. But if you're doing a general entertainment show, it's not so much an issue. Really, it's and develop your on-air personality. I use words like cats, dig it, terms that have gone way out of style because that fits my personality. And it's okay to develop that personality. Just remember, structure and filler words are far more damaging than your accent. Now, here's a little test. Can you tell where I'm from my accent? We'll start with Mark. Anybody?
I can't tell where you're from.
I'll take a, I think you're from the Northeast, but because of just the way you talk, because you talk like us.
I was born in Passaic, New Jersey, lived there less than a year, was raised in Spain for the first 4 or 5 years. Next 5 years of my life, spoke fluent Spanish, then moved to Tennessee and spent most of my life, my development life, in Norfolk, Virginia. Then moved to Maryland, then to Baltimore. Now I'm in South Florida. So certain words, you're going to hear the accent come out. Words like county, ocean, and I make fun of that. Baltimore accent is, go down the ocean, hun. That's how we talk. Or to say, in the same Baltimore police, they say police. That's how they talk there. I let people know that that's how they talk. But it is okay to have an accent and to exaggerate at certain times. But the best indicator is always, where are your downloads? Are they increasing or are they decreasing? If they're increasing, leave it alone, for God's sakes.
John, do you stand up when you do your radio show?
No, I'm seated.
Okay, because I know some people like to stand up, and I just was wondering what your take on that was.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
Some people do that. They say it creates a more even flow. I haven't found any real difference. There are some studios, radio studios, that are stand-up only. Some are seated. The ones I use, we use like bar stools, so it's almost like you're standing, but not quite.
Yeah, I think that's kind of similar, the standing approach, similar to what John was saying as far as, you know, keeping your chin up, right? Because it's more of that upright flow. And it, I don't know if anybody else was doing this, but I was sitting here, like, as John was going down his list, I was like, do I do that? Okay, yeah, do that. Okay, ooh, got to do that instead. I was sitting there with the checklist, seeing where I could improve. Thank you for those, John. I appreciate that feedback or that insight. I think those are really helpful tips. And I saw DJ Rez wanted to share as well. Go ahead, DJ.
First of all, do you still hear the echo?
Nope. Not okay, hearing cool. It.
All right, so I guess to John's point about being animated and, like, you know, that kind of stuff. For me, what do you recommend? Like, how often I should, like, swear? Like, because, like, that helps, right? Like, when you want to be entertaining and, like, animated, like I'll give you an example. Like, I went to the store and the weather was fucking terrible. Versus, I went to the store and the weather was terrible. So. Any tips around how often I should be swearing on the podcast?
And my tip is this. I don't swear at all because it's a lot harder to get on radio if you do. Number one, the best way to get you can use other words to make your point. But the animation point is, look, it's a personal preference thing. I try to eliminate swearing from my life totally because if I don't do it in my everyday life, there's a lot less chance I'll do it in an open microphone at a radio studio, and the FCC fines are about $5,000, and you usually get fired by saying the word fuck one time. So it's a pretty unforgiving environment, depending where you're at.
Yeah, and Rez, I would say, as far as podcasting goes, you know, yes, it does depend a bit on your audience. Is that something that they're going to be okay with? And I'm of the belief that just use it the way you would normally use it, right? Like, I think if we start thinking about doing it more because we think it's going to have more of an effect, I think it can often come off as forced, or we may overdo it. And to John's point, look, I mean, the way that you just delivered the two scenarios, the second one, you delivered it with an intentional monotone. Right, like you could have said that same statement, and the weather sucked. Right, like I think there was some feeling behind that. So I think it's just a matter of, like John said, I think it's really how you say it, how it's delivered, and whether or not you use a bad word to do that. That's really, that just depends on, would you normally do that in that situation?
Yeah, no, I truly respect that. I actually grew up partially in Utah, so for me, swearing is not something that I usually do. I just thought I'd ask the question. Yeah, but it's good to know.
I think it's a great question. All right, let's go to Simona, and then we'll go to Amanda. Go ahead, Simona.
I just wanted to add in, I swear a lot in my day-to-day life, but I actually don't swear when it comes to business or podcast or anything like that, because, you know, the swear words that I use are just conversational, but they're never to like drive a point home. Like Mark is saying, you know, and like John is saying, you can find different ways to do that. And I wouldn't add something in that you aren't typically doing. Like if swearing is not part of your day-to-day life, like it's not going to make you more relatable to people. If you add it in, it might come off as like more inauthentic because people are like, wait, he doesn't actually swear in his life every single day. Right. But on a day-to-day basis, like I have like the worst, like I will say everyone in the book, but not in like a mean or derogatory way. Just as like, that's the conversational way that I talk when I'm talking to my friends, but never when it on a podcast or business. And that's just the, I don't know. It comes down to a bit of image, I guess, for sure. But it doesn't, I wouldn't say it makes me like inauthentic in any way. It just is, you just, there's some things that can be filtered.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think for me, what I like to do, I like, for example, I don't think I swear very much here. And when I do, I feel like it's more effective with what I'm trying to say. Right. So I like to use it sparingly because I think when I do, it hits home harder.
Well, having a conversation with Potty Mouth Barbie next to me, she is a completely different person. And let me tell you, she can throw down like the best.
Oh, yeah.
But that said, you know, I love there is two types of way. There's many types of ways to podcast. And I love that people like John who are doing it professionally, you know, at the night chat, we do a lot with a lot of people, a lot of different questions, a lot of new podcasters or people that are just trying to figure stuff out. And I know I hamper on this a lot, but structure is the key. And I think if you can start the right way, you can be more successful. So whether you swear a lot or you have made that choice not to swear, do it early in your career, in your podcast career, because habits are hard to break, and it's something that you should really adopt, like the clock, you know, like the radio clock. If you're going to end up wanting to monetize for commercials, if you get used to having segments and things like swearing, I think it'll really help your long-term goal.
Thanks, Alex. And Amanda, you wanted to chime in. Go for it.
Oh, there I am. Yeah, I wanted to add, I think, you know, it was something that John said when it comes to getting on radio. You know, I think it's important to be mindful and not, you know, like Alec had just said, forming habits. Like I kind of had to retrain my brain into the way that I speak, not only as a podcaster, but as a parent, you know, as I've gotten older. You know, I'm from Philly and we curse a lot, even in conversation. And honestly, a lot of times, you know, those curse words become filler words. So you kind of don't want to form that habit of your ums and this, that, and the other. And, you know, planting in those curse words, it can form a nasty habit. And, you know, somebody who's listening, it might end up being like a total turnoff. You know, even though it is on brand for me to probably, you know, use curses, and I do from time to time, but I try not to be overkill about it because it just comes off in a unnatural way. I think Simona mentioned that, like it can be, you know, very unnatural and you don't get your point across as much as you would if you use them sparingly. So that's what I wanted to add.
Yeah. Thank you, Amanda. Seems like several people agree. Who just came off mic? John?
I did. I'm jumping go for really it. Quick. So remember this, when you are doing your podcast, someone that can change your entire world might be listening. It could be a sponsor, or it could be, in my case, a radio station. Say, hey, can you create a radio version? We love your show. And put you in front of a much bigger audience. Your choice of words can kill that immediately. Let's just say Coca-Cola decides, hey, I love your show. And they drop a couple F-bombs and go, I'm not going to be associated. I'm not going to give the guy $10 million a year that drop F-bombs. So you got to be aware. Put your best foot forward this is something we can all practice on. We get better at as we go. When you get started, it's okay to suck. Embrace the suck. But start putting your best foot forward because you never know who is listening to your show. And it could literally be someone that can change your life financially and change your world financially. But think about your consumer, your show, and less about you.
Thanks, John. Jackie, did you want to add something?
I did. So every now and then, we all know me, my swear word comes out. My podcast, Swearing or Not, I always mark as explicit because of what we're talking about. It can be a lot of trigger-worthy things, right? So, and it's funny, John, you mentioned Coca-Cola, because I am right now in the process of, I don't even know how to say this on here. My kids could be getting a scholarship, okay? And the reason that I'm even up for this is because of my podcast and the way that it affected people at my kids' school. Now, even with the swearing in it, it is a Christian school. They are all Christian people and they understand, right? But I don't go to the extreme when I do it. It's always like, holy shit, like I cannot believe, or something like it just pops out, right? Somebody high up in Coca-Cola, I don't really understand what their job is. It doesn't matter to me. They do scholarships, okay, for kids. And I believe I'm in like some kind of period where they're reviewing if our family's going to get a scholarship, and they'll pay for our kids' tuition the rest of this year and next year. And it's funny you mentioned Coca-Cola, because that's exactly where it's coming from. So I know she'll probably be listening to my podcast, and I'm just hoping that I honestly don't think I swear that much. I'm now starting to rethink and think about it, but my content is very explicit in the sense that I don't want little kids listening to it, because I do talk about super deep things. Like, people under the age of 18 should not be listening to my content, I feel like,
that
most
of the time.
That
doesn't mean it's explicit. I do the same thing as you. Uh-huh. And I've got 594 episodes, and none of them are marked explicit. And that's how I got on radio. And we talk about really deep stuff. And it's not designed for children. Never wasn't designed for children.
So do you recommend that I take the explicit off?
If there's no curse words in it, absolutely. I'd make it clean.
I would have to scan it to see then. Because, yeah, explicit to me, I thought, was any subject that somebody could bring up and pop up an alarm in like Spotify or Apple or something like that. Because we do talk about, like, you know, deep, I don't want to say it on the morning show, yeah, but super
I talk
deep
about stuff. We talk about murders. We talk about suicide. Yeah. We talk about death by heart attack, grieving, the whole nine yards.
Okay.
But when you mark something explicit, you're Xing out a huge number of audience participants that will never listen to your content because it's explicit.
Okay. Okay, cool. Thank you for that.
Can I add something in really quick? Jackie, we've done all kinds of different podcasts that might have more sensitive content. And so just one thing that we've done for different shows is we'll put a disclaimer in the show notes right up at the top. And it'll say something like, you know, the content in this episode, like, maybe triggering for some, please be sure to, you know, listen with care or something like that. Or in the actual episode itself, the host will, you know, at the beginning of the episode, if they're doing a separate intro or something, or if a conversation has been really, you know, intense, there's a small, like, not disclaimer, but I guess disclaimer, a small disclaimer just at the beginning of the episode, something to the effect of, you know, hey, just want to let you know that this episode may have some sensitive content. You know, be mindful of little ears. You may not want to listen when you're in the car or something like that, just to give people that, like, heads up before they go and play it in front of their kids.
Thank you, Simona. All right, here's what we're going to do. I want to actually go to Stacy, because Stacy has something of interest, I think, for the community. And then I will wrap us up with a couple of thoughts. So, Stacy, take it away, if you're available. If not, I will do it for you. Let's see. 3, 2, 1. Okay. Stacy has organized a group discount for Podcast Movement that's coming in August, and that's going to be in D.C. So if you want 20% off and want to be a part of the Stacy Sherman Friends group, which I will be a part of as well, why not take 20% off? Use discount code POD, P-O-D, D-C, 20, the number 20, POD, D-C, 20. And that's how you can get your 20% off if you're planning on going. I am definitely going. That is my old neck of the woods. So I am going to be there for sure. Simona?
Does that coupon code expire on a specific date? Because I'm not 100% sure if I'm going yet, but if I am, I'm going to use it.
That I don't know 100%. So, and I don't think Stacy's available to tell us, but we will find out. So yeah, as far as this whole thing goes, as far as our speaking voices, do we like them? Don't we like them? I think we got some great tips from John. I think the areas that we didn't really hit about this and really why I was inspired to bring it up at all today is because when I listen back as a listener, right, there's a difference because if I'm doing my own editing, sure, I'm hearing myself, I'm going back and I'm learning about some of the things I don't like about myself. And when I'm listening back as a listener, it's a real, for me, a great way to objectively critique my work. And sure, there are times where I'll hear something that's cringeworthy and I'll not want to hear it. And that provides me with motivation to work on that thing so that I don't let it happen. And yeah, it's going to take a few tries. And there are still things that I'm working on to this day, some of those crutch words. I'm sure you've noticed them. And listening back helps me to remove them. And it's been a while since I've listened back to myself. And ever since we made this a podcast, that's what I'm doing. And so I'm looking forward to improving. And I encourage you, it's a great way to build up your own skills, being able to go back and listen to yourself. And I'll also share, if anybody's interested, if you want to use this link, this is something exclusive in our Next Gen Podcaster community, one of the GPTs we made. And I'm going to share that link with you here, and I'll put it in the show notes for a short period of time. This is an episode evaluator. You can use it by putting in your own transcript and allowing it just to evaluate, or you can ask it to evaluate specific things. You know, Jackie was saying she's got to scan her podcast. Well, you could run your transcript through this and ask it to call out any swear words. Or you can use this you can use it for all different things. If you want to evaluate yourself, your entire podcast episode, go ahead and give that a try if you want. It's free to use right now, so enjoy it. Let me know what you think. Open to feedback as well. And I encourage you, at the very least, go back and listen to an episode or two. See what you learn. And if you're open to it, come back and share with us what you learned. Real quick, I've got Brian and Billy up here, and I haven't really gone to them at all. So I think Billy was up here first. Let me go to Billy. Billy, did you want to add anything to the conversation, or are you just up here listening?
Yeah, what's up? Nah, I was just up here supporting, jumping in and out, making some videos. But I will say this about the whole hearing your own voice thing. I've been very much like you, Mark, from a young age, recording myself, music, blah, 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 the whole thing. And I never had any, like, I thought, like, okay, it sounds weird, sounds different than I thought, but I never really had any negative thoughts until I was on this news report. In my early 20s, I owned an airsoft field, and I did this interview with a local news company, and they put it on YouTube. It got over, like, 1 million views or something, and, like, a lot of the comments were like, this guy sounds like Bill Clinton, and I never, ever... like, had any qualms with my voice until then. Now, every now and again, when I'm listening back to my voice, I'm like, God, do I sound like Bill Clinton? Like, for 10, like, probably for 20 years now. That's been, 16 years ago that interview was. So, a long time I've been haunted by Bill Clinton's voice.
Interesting. Fascinating. All right, I'm going to go to Brian. Brian, good morning. Did you want to add anything to the conversation?
Good morning, Mark. I will say that I don't go back and listen to my long-form videos. I do listen to my YouTube shorts or reels, however you want to look at that. But I don't really go back and listen to my YouTube lives. I evaluate my progress based on how everything is going with the show. And I evaluated my new mic and how I use the mic and figure out the color that I want to use on it and the volume of the headphones and the mic itself. But otherwise, I just manage it. So, yeah, that's what I can say about that right now.
Awesome. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it. And thank you all for sharing and digging into this topic of our own voices and what we can learn from it. And we got some good tips as well. Thank you, John, for some of your tips this morning. We're back at it tomorrow, 7 a.m. Eastern, covering all the headlines around the world of podcasting and content creation. So if you've got something new to you or a piece of news that you think we'd find interesting, by all means, bring it tomorrow and feel free to share, be a part of this conversation. Our newsrooms is not meant for me to do the whole thing. We want everybody to participate and share. And again, like I said, even if it's new to you and you think, well, maybe everybody knows this, so I'm not going to share, don't assume that, because usually that's not the case. So bring it tomorrow. We would love to have you. And remember, we do it every Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. So join the fun here live on Clubhouse or catch it via podcast just a few hours after we go live. By 7 a.m. Pacific time, you will see this episode live. So join us however it works best for you. Until then, make it a great day, everybody. Take care.